Let's see. Let's bring in Jim, who's in Cleveland here for the rest of us on Coast to Coast AM. Hey, Jim.
Hi, Ian. I hope you don't hear my train in the background. I live close to the railroad track. Well, but anyway, back in the 70s, I work as a physician assistant. And as a healthcare professional, I interviewed a guy that was on his deathbed back in the 70s that interviewed a lot of people that were involved in the Sam Shepard murder trial.
Sure.
And if you remember how that went, it was based on the show The Fugitive with David Janssen and also with Harrison Ford, The Fugitive. Well, when he told me the story, he said that during the trial, Marilyn Shepard had her head bludgeoned by a golf club, and there were nicks on top of the ceiling where they said, okay, there's like nicks saying that we're seeing that it's got to be done by the golf club. Well, Sam Shepard, who was a doctor in the Bay Village area of the Cleveland area, they didn't know this. This is what he told me on the deathbed, because I thought it was insignificant at the time, because I thought it didn't make, you know, he's just saying this, he's on his deathbed. He told me that Sam Shepard was an excellent swimmer, and he took the golf club and he swam out about a mile and a half in Lake Erie, and then he came back. And when he came back, he didn't have the golf club that he killed his wife with, that later on they exonerated him because he was in jail for quite a long time. And he swam out with the golf club, but they did the old technique of what they do in Scotland Yard. They get the strongest guy, and they throw, like, the murder weapon in different directions.
Ah.
And they throw it, though. But they didn't know that somebody like Sam Shepard was an excellent swimmer. Huh. This guy was on his deathbed when he told me this.
No, I just, because I want to make sure I follow it. The guy who told you this was
what? He was a detective.
He was a detective. And so how did he know that Sam Shepard had done this? What was that? How did he have that information?
Because that was the most likely thing.
I see.
Yeah.
And that was his guess that's what he did to get rid of the weapon.
To get rid of it, but he didn't throw it into Lake Erie. He swam out with it, and then he came back. And when he came back, obviously he didn't have it anymore, and who the heck could throw a golf club a mile?
No, no doubt about it. Well, thank you, Jim. That's interesting.